Barossa says it was a monster who was amphibious, who lived in an underwater base. The purification priest of Adapa says that they were part of authorities in the sky. I think we have language that describes this in modern terms. We are talking about the intersection of our human ancestors with a non-human presence on planet Earth that came from the heavens, that came from the sky, what today we would call extraterrestrials. Prior to 10,000 years ago, our ancestors were talking about ET contact as the missing key in the story that explains how Homo sapiens made its great leap forward. When we hear the word spirits, we think of a non-physical, will-o'-the-wisp kind of entity that might not even be real. But in many ancient cultures around the world, the word spirit simply means a being who can turn up and vanish in ways we don't understand, a being with an advanced ability to turn up and depart, whether that's through technology, through a portal-like phenomenon, through a technological phenomenon. Now, the Mimi spirits in the Yongu story don't share a common language with the human beings present, and so they communicate through dance. Why would the Zulu people, the Dogon people, the Sumerians, the Babylonians, the Mesoamericans, the Native Americans, the First Nation Australians all want to say, we learnt this from non-humans, from people who came from Sirius, from people who came from the Pleiades? This is not just a one-off story from an individual culture. It's the report of cultures from all around the world. Mm-hmm.